The Construction Industry Federation says that almost half of new build houses this year are timber framed. The CIF says it welcomes a report from the Climate Change Advisory Council, which is calling on the government to take immediate action to increase the use of timber instead of concrete in the construction of new buildings. The report also says the government should promote sustainable building methods. For more on this, we're joined now by Hubert Fitzpatrick. He's Director General of the CIF. Hubert Fitzpatrick, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Gavin.
That's a big increase. It was just under a quarter of new builds in 2022. Why the increase?
Yeah, 20% of houses built in 2020 were timber frame, and it's 48 to 50% now. So there's been a substantial increase in timber frame construction. That said, there's been a substantial increase in house building since 2020, and the industry is continuing to look at all forms of construction in order to increase output. In general, with the Climate Change Advisory Council's call this morning to support construction industry decarbonisation, we support a number of the measures there. One would be we support the use of recycled concrete as a secondary material in cement manufacturing process. That should help reduce the overall carbon emissions going forward. Up to 50% of the embodied carbon emissions referred to in construction comes from infrastructure. So there's very little alternative to concrete and steel in that infrastructure going forward. Within the industry and the CIF, we are launching our carbon calculator for our members in the next couple of weeks. And that's going to enable our members measure the amount of carbon they produce in respect of what they call scope 3 emissions. Their emissions primarily due to purchase and services. Also, in terms of reduction of carbon emissions, we support the use of renewable diesel on site. Now, the problem with that is that it costs about 40 cents a litre more than traditional diesel. So we would be hopeful that the minister would take an action to actually make use of renewable diesel more effective on site. So all this would add to reducing our carbon emissions going forward.
The biggest source of emissions in your industry remains the use of cement, particularly given the amount of heat used in burning to create the product. And while you have, as you said, there's been a big increase in the use of timber compared to what was certainly a very low base, compared to other countries. I mean, Scotland, for example, 83% of its new builds in 2022 were coming from timber, whereas we were only a quarter at the time. Why aren't we using more timber?
Well, if you look at it, 20% was the level in 2020, and we're now close to 50%. That's a substantial increase in the amount of timber frame construction going forward. And the big challenge for everybody going forward is how do you increase the level of residential output from the current 32 or 33,000 units per annum to about 50,000.
Are you saying you can't do that without using a lot of cement?
No, what I'm saying is the industry will look at all forms of construction in order to increase that output. And whether that is be it precast concrete, be it traditional build, be it light gauge steel, or be it in some form of volumetric construction, the industry will look at all these forms of construction to ensure that the overriding principle of increasing output can be met. But we must, at the same time, see how we can reduce our carbon emissions going forward. And we need to ensure we can do that in a competitive environment and that it's not going to drive up the cost of production. The industry is...
Sorry, Hubert, can you continue?
Yeah, no. The industry is taking many, many actions at this stage to reduce the overall carbon footprint. And I believe that the carbon calculator that we're about to issue in a couple of weeks' time will be an invaluable tool to members in order to address that concern.
Hubert Fitzpatrick, Director General of the Construction Industry Federation, thank you.